We're in Perek Yudalet Mishneh Gimel. We're going to start talking now about different combinations of brothers and sisters, where two brothers are married to two sisters. So Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and they're married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Reuven's married to Rachel, and Shimon's married to Leah. We're going to start talking about different combinations of them, who's a Bikeach, who's a Chareshes, and so forth. Says the Mishneh, Mishneh Gimel. One piece of background that we saw before is that a cheresh or a chareshes cannot do chalitza since they cannot talk, and the Torah says you have to talk, so they cannot do chalitza. Even though we saw earlier in a Mishnah that the if the woman in the chalitza ceremony only did the actual chalitza, taking off the shoe and the rekika, the spitting, that was enough even if she didn't do the talking. Still, that isn't the same as a woman who isn't able to talk at all. If she's not able to talk at all, then it's not relevant to talk about chalitza. You cannot do chalitza for her. If she's able to talk but just doesn't talk during the ceremony, then we said bidi'eved, after the fact, that is still okay. So over here, when we're talking about a cheresh and a chareshes, we're not going to be able to do chalitza. It's not going to be an option on the table. Says Mishneh Gimel. Shnei achim chereshim nisuin l'shtei achayos chereshos, or l'shtei achayos pikchos, or l'shtei achayos achas chareshes ve'achas pikachas. Oh, shtei achayos chereshos nisuos l'shnei achim pikchim, or l'shnei achim chereshin, or l'shnei achim echad cheresh ve'echad pikeach. So we have covered all the combinations here, but before we translate, basically, we're going to take a case either where the two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, are both cheresh, or where the sisters are both cherashas. So in either case, either both of the brothers are cherashim, or both of the women are cherashas, both of the sisters. So the Mishnah says that the two brothers, they're both cherashim, are married to two sisters who are cherashas, or they're married to two sisters who are pikchos, who have full mental capabilities, or l'shtei achayos, or it could be two sisters where one is chereshes and one is a pikachas. Or now we're talking about two sisters who are charashos, and they're married to two guys. The two guys could both be pikchim, with full mental capabilities, or the two brothers could be chershin, or it could be that the two brothers, one is a cheresh and one is a pikeach. Either way, again, in this situation, we have or both of the brothers are chershin, or both of the sisters are charashos. Says the Mishnah, Hari elu paturos min achalitza u min ayibum. So the women are pater from chalitza and yibum. The reason is because the level of their marriage is the same. Since one of the person in the marriage is always a cheresh or a chareshes, the marriage is only derabanan. Therefore, when one of the brothers dies, when Reuven dies and his wife Rachel falls out in yibum to Shimon, Shimon is married to his sister. And the marriage that Shimon has to her sister Leah is the same as she, Rachel, had in her marriage to Reuven. Since the two connections over here through marriage are the same strength, they're shave, they're equal, therefore the woman who falls out in Yibum is pater because of an achos isha. As we saw in the first Mishnah in the Masechta, when an erva falls out, so she's pater from Yibum, from chalitza. V'im hayu nochrios yichnosu v'im ratu lahotzi yotziu. If these two women, Rachel and Leah, were not sisters, they had no relation to each other. So then when Reuven dies, so either one of them in Yibum could do Yibum to the other one's widow. Only Yibum, and they can't do Chalitza, as we said, because Chalitza cannot be done by a Cheresh or Chareshes, because they cannot speak. If they want after that, then they can give a get, and then the woman would be divorced. The reason, again, is that the level of marriage that they had was only rabbinic by nature at the very beginning, because someone was a cheresh or a chareshes. And now, when there is a divorce happening, so someone's also a cheresh and a chareshes. So it works the same, because the brothers are the same, or the wives are the same. Mishnah Dalet. Now we're going to take different combinations over here. Shnei achim, echad cheresh ve'echad pikeach. Now we have two brothers where one is a cheresh and one is a pikeach. They're not the same. Nisuim l'shtei achayos pikchos. And now they're married to two women who both are pikachas, where they have, both have full mental capabilities. Meis cheresh, bala pikachas. Now the one, the husband who was the cheresh, who was the husband of a pikachas, both of the women are pikachas. So they, this cheresh brother dies. Ma yase pikeach bal hapikachas. What should his brother, who is a pikeach and married to a pikachas, do with the yibum situation? Teitze mishuma achozisha. That woman who fell out, even though she herself is a pikachas, she is going to go out because of achos isha. She's pater from yibum and from chalitza. Her marriage to the original brother who died was only rabbinic. It was lesser in degree because he was a cheresh. The woman who's married to the living brother is a pikachas, and the man is a pikeach. Therefore, they have a full de'oraisa marriage. Therefore, when this woman falls out, her level of the woman falling in yibum of marriage was less than the woman who's currently married. Therefore, there's an iser erva of achos isha, of the sister of his wife. So she's pater from yibum, from chalitza. Meis, now we'll take the opposite case. Meis pikeach bala pikachas. What happens if the brother who died was the pikeach, who was the husband of a pikachas? Ma yase cheresh bala pikachas. So what should the cheresh man do who is the husband of a pikachas? Says the Mishnah, motzi ishto beget ve'eshes achiv asura le'olam. He has to get rid of his wife to divorce her with a get. The reason is because this woman who's falling out to him in Yibum fell from a full marriage. He's only married to his wife, Derabanan, because he's a cheresh. Therefore, the zika, the connection that he has to the Yavama, is strong enough to usher on him his wife, because her relationship and her connection to her husband was stronger than his connection to his wife. Therefore, it's usher for him to be with his wife, because his wife is now the achos zekukaso. She is the sister of the woman who is a zekuka to him through yibum. So he has to divorce her with a get. Now, the eshes achiv is asura la'olam, but also the woman who's falling out in yibum is going to be asur to him. Why? Because she is the sister of his divorcee. And that's asur to him. Even though her marriage was stronger, still he was married to her sister, albeit only rabbinically, still he was married to her, so he cannot do yibum. But he can also not do chalitza, because a chareshes cannot accept a chalitza. She cannot do chalitza. So therefore, this woman is stuck, and she becomes asura la'olam for every man, because she is a shomeres yavam who cannot do yibum and cannot do chalitza. So she has an iser to marry anybody, including the yavam and including everybody else. That's the end of Mishnah Daled.